said that dreams come true. Never live down here with me and you. All the lies that we believe, all the dreams that we could see, forgotten long ago. Welcome, everybody, to episode 11 of the Introvert Musician Podcast. I am your host, Nikki P, and today's episode is called Rehearsing Too Much. So, a question people ask me a lot is, where do you find time to practice? And that is a very good, very valid question, because the answer is, I don't. I do not sit down and play scales, never have. This goes back to how and why I learned to play guitar in the first place. I learned guitar, I'll say, on my way out the door to college. While I've never taken a lesson and earned a sizable amount of my income from playing guitar and singing, literally the only reason I ever learned to play guitar is because I left my hometown band when I moved from New York to Pennsylvania. When I was in high school, singing was a part-time job, and so I was determined I was gonna learn how to accompany myself so I didn't have to pay anybody else. I'll admit that I'm a pretty mediocre guitar player personally. I don't think I am all that good. I do have a few tricks that I've picked up over the years, but I'm not wowing anybody who knows what I'm doing. Everything that I do have is functional and very utilitarian. So, I'll repeat, I don't rehearse. But I learn new material every week and gig as much as I can. So, while I say I don't rehearse, I spend a lot of time with my instrument. I typically gig at least twice a week for around 5 hours of playtime. I also try to make it a point to learn at least 5 new songs each week, which is usually a couple hours on Thursday and on Friday. As far as singing goes, I'll burst into song talking to people, so I get plenty of practice doing that, just, you know, nothing structured. Structure in me, I'm not telling you don't spend time on your craft, but I have to remind myself the majority of my audience isn't musicians, you know. The normies in the audience are already impressed by the simple fact that you're able to hold a guitar and sing at the same time in most cases. You want to be the greatest guitar player in the world? I know I'm not really interested in that. For me, it's just a means to do what I want, which is play enough to make a living. I have no illusions about my level of competency. And, you know, as I said earlier, frankly, my desire for guitar is strictly because it's cheaper and more affordable and more profitable to play guitar for myself than to pay somebody else to do it. So while I might actually fantasize about being Brian Setzer, because who doesn't fantasize about being Brian Setzer? That sounds awesome. It's probably not in the cards for me. I would have had to have started doing scales sometime prior to when I was 18 years old. But I am perfectly content with where I am, what I do. As long as people keep paying me to do it, that's the important part, right? So I think the thing to focus on is that if you're a working musician, rehearsal is a lot like they tell you need to do with exercise. So if you get into health, one of the things they'll tell you is that you don't want exercise to be a thing you do. You want it to be a part of your life. So as opposed to going to the gym necessarily, what they want you to do is they want you to, play basketball with some friends. Do things that require you to be active without actually, you know, don't make it a forced thing. And that's kind of the way I approach performing and working on my instrument. inevitably, I'm going to have to learn new songs because people need new material. You need to have some more at your fingertips to deal with the crowd. So I work on, like I said, 5 songs a week is kind of my minimum. That's where I start. That's why I have a songbook that's over 1,000 pages long with 1 song per page. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to cover material. We'll do that on another podcast because that's a whole big rigmarole. I actually have a page up on theintrovertmusician.com that you can check out that kind of goes over how I recommend structuring sets to do that. But I will tell you that lots of new material and a wide variety is going to be the thing that makes you money because requests are key. That's where your tips come from. And, you know, you can add a third of your income just from tips. Now, my reasons vary, but typically I make sheets out of requests. That's where I'll choose to get songs from to learn new stuff. And usually I'm pulling them off of Ultimate Guitar's history because I typically learn them or look them up on stage the weekend before. That's how you know people want to hear it because they ask for it, right? So the process of constantly working on new material also means that I've got to pick up little nuances and little tricks that go into each new song that I learn. Now, eventually, as you learn a new song, you'll pick up a little thing here, learn a thing there. Organically, you're going to be picking up new stuff. I'm working on right now a 6-week boot camp. This is going to be part of the process is every week you're responsible for learning 10 songs. Because I need to get you ready to go within a 6-week period as opposed to, you know, the amount of time and, as I put it, the 3 years it took me to get to where I needed to be. So the important thing that you need to do is find a way to get through every song, find a way to comp every part. If you can get through the song and find a way to play everything, I don't care if it's simplified. I often do not play things necessarily exactly as they are because, like I said, I'm not that great a guitar player. I'm not going up there to finger pick and do a whole bunch of fancy stuff. What I am there to do is to sing and entertain people. And they don't require a whole heck of a lot. I'm getting exasperated up here. There's a lot going into this. So I think the thing that you really need to work on is you need to capture the ness of the song. There's like a core idea. And I have a problem sometimes when I play with people that are not familiar with, they don't play a lot of acoustic music. They typically learn from playing with the record itself. And they try and focus on the way that the song itself is played. But when you're doing the acoustic thing, you're playing by yourself. What you really need to do is you need to capture the feeling and the vibe. You need to get the pulse. You need to get the swing, which is not the same thing as necessarily playing the guitar parts, right? Because you need to account for the fact that the drums, the bass, all that isn't there. And you need to compensate for that in what you're doing. A lot of people go out in there and they'll play hip-hop covers and they turn them into country ballads. And while I'm sure it's cute and it's quaint for a lot of people, the fact of the matter is that keeping a song as faithful to how it's supposed to be is an important part of the experience. And I think that's why I do fairly well at what I do, because when I do the R&B and I do the hip-hop, I try and keep it pretty to the book. I go up there, I play very rhythmic renditions that keep the general sense of the original. For me, I think, while a lot of other acoustic acts, I'll say I'm an acoustic guitar player who hates acoustic music because I don't really like to think of what I do as acoustic music. It's being played on acoustic, but I want to keep people on the dance floor. I want to keep things upbeat. I want to keep the room dancing and singing along. And I think that a lot of groups tend to not focus on that. So I'll kind of reiterate here. while I don't practice in the, you know, quotations sense of that word, I do spend time on my core functions of running a performance business and making sure I can use these times to stretch my abilities. It's way easier to work on things I have to do and get the knowledge as a byproduct of, you know, that work than to have to take away from the time that I get to spend with my wife and daughter. So, this is a quick one. Hopefully, lesson's helpful. If you want to check out more of what I have to offer or want advice, look up at Nicky P Musician on any of your social networks, or if you're interested in mentoring or being in my overnight pro boot camp, visit theintrovertmusician.com/mentoring. So thanks as always for listening. Go forth and find peace, gigs, and prosperity. Peace.